You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Here with the business news is Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Rachel. Well, there are a lot of businesses waking up this morning to the prospect of 6 weeks with the shutters down, but many will also be trying to figure out if there's a change they can make or an entirely new direction they can head in to keep sales coming in. One company to do that during the first lockdown was Mr. Crumb in County Westmeath. It's been supplying food to cafes in Ireland, the UK and France, but when COVID hit, it quickly turned around a new product range that allows any premises to safely and easily offer food, as Director Jason Coyle explained. Explain to me.
The sandwiches are made in Fennet, County Westmeath. We freeze them, we send them out. The customer, whether that's a cafe or a retailer, they cook it in its packaging and they serve it to the consumer in its packaging. So therefore, the consumer can be sure at the point of purchase that no one could have contaminated their food. Thankfully, the range is doing very well. This has helped us to keep our people at work and keep the company busy, because when COVID initially did happen, we lost, like most food companies, about 35% of our business overnight. This has definitely helped us to continue to maintain employment.
That was Jason Coyle of Mr. Crumb, and they're one of the entrants to the Design and Craft Council of Ireland's €50,000 Design Challenge, which aims to reward Irish firms that have had to rethink or reimagine what they're doing due to COVID. Rosemary Steen is CEO of the Design and Craft Council of Ireland. She joins me now. Rosemary, what exactly are you looking for from companies in regards to this challenge?
So it's great to see the momentum now building around the support of Irish businesses. And this is an initiative of ourselves and the local enterprise offices and Enterprise Ireland in terms of calling out these businesses that are pivoting or making big changes to reimagine or reinvent their businesses as a result of COVID-19. And I suppose we want to get the really positive stories that are happening out there at the moment in terms of making, you know, companies who are really adapting and you know, driving change and allowing them to continue, because over 50% of private sector employees in Ireland are in SMEs. And we really feel it's critically important that people get behind these companies now.
How adaptable have firms been so far during COVID?
Look, on our website, we have up to 60 examples of amazing things that companies have done. I mean, we have everything from, you know, Newfields, who are a nutrition-based company who are encouraging people to grow their own vegetables and products at home. We have, you know, craftspeople who are now giving online seminars and are selling things online. And we have companies like Intosport who have pivoted into making PPE gear. So, you know, there's a huge momentum in these companies who are trying really hard to keep their businesses going. And it's just so inspiring when you log on and see all the really positive stories. And I know today is a really challenging day for small businesses across the country, but I'm hoping that we are showing really exciting examples of what people are doing. And if you want a bit of inspiration this morning, get on, have a look. It might help some other small businesses. That's part of what we're trying to do. But we also want the public to get on and vote and recognise these companies, because it'll help them get through the months ahead and get them profile and funding that they really need at the moment.
Rosemary Steen, CEO of the Design and Craft Council of Ireland there. Now, businesses can enter the Design Challenge through the dcci.ie website. Deadline for entrance is the 28th of October, so next Wednesday. And as Rosemary mentioned there, the public can also vote on the entrance. More business news in the next hour. For now, though, it's back to you, Anya.